Can you see?
All right, everyone stand up. Hats off. The national anthem. We hear it at sporting events, graduations, demolition derbies, roller derbies, beauty pageants, everywhere these days. Many, if not most, Americans can at least hum along with the tune. But can you imagine standing in front of a crowd of thousands with a microphone performing it? I know I certainly can't.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Amanda Biggs treating unsuspecting shoppers at the Bloomington, Indiana farmers market to a little Saturday morning patriotism. The tune itself is rather tricky, as it covers the range of an octave and a half. It was written in 1780 by John Stafford Smith, and it lived for years as a popular British drinking song, which I guess makes sense. Alcohol might be just the thing to give you a boost up to the high note on "And the Rocket's Red Glare." Ugh.
And the home of the brave.
The crowd at the farmer's market goes wild. Thank you.
It's okay. I picked the half step too high.
You had the high notes. You had them.
They were in my head voice.
And even the professionals worry about the high notes. That's why selecting a comfortable key is of utmost importance, provided you're singing a cappella, of course.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Colonel Corey Carr, 76th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, Indiana National Guard.
At the twilight's last gleaming. Is that all right?
Beautiful. I caught up with Colonel Carr at the Salute Memorial Day concert in Columbus, Indiana. He had the misfortune of singing the national anthem with an orchestra that day, which meant he was at the mercy of the key written on the score.
Tonight, the key was a little bit higher than I normally sing it in, but I practiced it a couple times, and helps when the crowd sings along.
Then there are the words, which were taken from a poem by Francis Scott Key. Perilous fight, ramparts we watched, gallantly streaming. Colonel Carr said that he's never forgotten the words, and the same with Biggs.
No, never.
You have never forgotten the words?
No, I never have.
Are you serious? I'm not so sure I believe that. But I did find someone who is upfront about the nervousness he feels when singing the national anthem.
I'm Christopher Johnson. I am a baritone.
You're a trained, classically trained singer. So you've got all this experience on the opera stage and on the concert stage singing. Do you get nervous when you sing the national anthem? I mean, it's just the national anthem.
I think more so because it's just, you know, it's just you up there. It's not with opera, you know, you have characters to hide behind or text or storylines, and the national anthem, I mean, everybody knows it, you know, and everybody always has horror stories about, you know, how they saw somebody screw up the words or screw up this note. Or everybody remembers the national anthem, you know, and you're the one that's supposed to bring everybody together, and if you don't do that, then you're even worse off than you started, you know.
I gotta hear a little bit of it if you can. I know it's 10:30 on a Sunday. You totally have a beer in your hand. But just a little bit, just first couple lines.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
That was great.
Fans.
I don't think they were singing along. They were too enraptured. Christopher Johnson, if nothing else, is a good sport. Most of the time, the national anthem is forgettable. Start the baseball game already, you know. But sometimes it sticks with you. And most of the time, it's because something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Think Roseanne Barr at a baseball game in 1990. And my personal favorite, by Olympic runner Carl Lewis at a 1993 basketball game in Chicago. For performers, of course, you hope to not have too many stories like those. Colonel Carr said that every time he sings it is memorable because he's only sung it publicly three times, twice in Columbus at the Salute concerts.
And then I did it one other time publicly at a Pacer game. Right after I returned from a deployment to Bosnia, they allowed me to sing at center court at one of the games, which was quite interesting.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, they put me in a room down in the bottom of the stadium kind of to warm up before the game. I'm there by myself. It all of a sudden hit me what I was about to do, and I thought, what part of this sounded like a good idea?
And then sometimes you can tap into something deeper, get an emotional connection with the music.
I just was having an emotionally very trying day. And I was debating whether or not to sing, but, you know, I didn't want to leave the girls in a lurch.
The girls of the roller derby. She has sung the national anthem for their bouts at Bloomington Sportsplex for a while now. And this particular rendition was in the summer of 2008.
I didn't really have a lot to put into the Star Spangled Banner. I couldn't get hold of a character, as it were, to sing in. So I decided that I would just take that pain that I'd felt that day. If I ever sang the national anthem and blew the roof off, that had to be the day, because I used that.
I was there. I remember that. It was really good.
You can hear the national anthem, well, probably just about anywhere this summer. Sing along if you dare.